This podcast is supported by The Real Real.
You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail?
Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
It's like, so I just want to like recap some things that I'm hearing, because it's like a lot of people, they see stuff and they think it's just like overnight. Or they think it's like, oh, I could do that too. Or, you know, and then it's not to say that people can't do it. You definitely can do it if you try. But.
Well, not if you're not talented. But my bad.
It takes knowing where your talents are, knowing what role you gotta play. Like it takes a lot, and just the element of consistency here within the relationships, like having like a commitment to create as a collective seems to be a reoccurring theme.
Yes,
and that's an
amazing way to put it.
And that's a great way to put it.
I can't say that's something that's common. And I can't say that it's something that we, you know, I think it's something that we need to see more often in our community. I know from my experience trying to work just with other people, part of it could be that maybe, like, I tell people I do music, like, I kind of stopped making music because I tell people, like, I kind of figured out I'm not really that likable. And when I say that likable, I mean, like, I don't go out of my way to like be mixy with people. And I don't go out of my way to network. And I don't go out of my way to like do the things to market yourself, to like get that, like, you know, the thing I notice on social media is that like a lot of people engage with who engage with them. So if somebody likes all your stuff, then
that's easier to do, because it's like, it's hard to go out there and engage with somebody who don't know you from a can of paint. And like, you got to go and try to, like, it feel like you dick riding a little bit.
I get it.
Nobody wants to be a dick rider. But sometimes, you know, you have to put your ego aside a little bit. And that's why it's easier as a collective, because it's not just, like, me doing it, you know, by myself. So it's like, we've built this thing out to where it's an infrastructure, to where it's like, we can just stand on our infrastructure, so I don't feel like I'm riding if like I'm showing love to somebody, because it's like, I want you to come on my platform.
And if I like to like piggyback on what Johnny was saying, not to move the conversation from where you was at, but I think that's something that friendship is one of them pillars that you stand on. Like, hey, fellas, it is okay to give your friends their flowers and say that they're good at like, we got to get out of the whole idea of like this meat riding, where like, no, if somebody's good, it's okay to say that. You're not meat, like it's all right. And that, like, that's that black man ego. It's like that ego as men. And like, it's like its own deficient way of thinking, where like, it is okay. Like, we can sit here and speak about like the different pieces of mental health that comes with people feeling depressed, feeling low. A lot of it, like, a nigga be nice at shit and never tell them, and then they feel some kind of way about it and they stop doing it. Some shit that they great about, because the niggas that fuck with them didn't actually vocalize it.
That's fact.
Bro, I swear to God, I think that the dopest rapper that's out there quit. The dopest rapper that's out there quit.
That's
my opinion about it.
Of
like,
bro, I know talented,
and we don't even know who it is.
Now we don't even know who it is.
We don't even know
the dude
is.
That's actually like that, bro. Just quit. You know what I mean? He work at
He work at General Mills or something. You know,
bro. You know what I mean? And it'd be crazy, like, bro. And then so amongst men, you know how many women gas each other. What do you think it is that like we won't gas each other? We need to gas each other, bro. That yes, they yes each other off the cliff. Like we can just gas each other.
You got compliments be crazy. People like, what's this think he doing something?
Yeah, yeah.
That's for sure.
That's the fact, bro.
The compliments be insults. Look at this.
Yeah. Come in here looking like
such a goddamn coat.
It's crazy because like that you if we zoom out even right some of like so I did ask a question about like some of the inspirations of podcasts y'all mentioned some of the favorites that I watch as well but especially those podcasts centered around quote unquote culture however we define that and that are predominantly male black male driven these don't stick together for nothing like. Yeah. The Joe Budden pod had their breakup.
I Am Athlete.
I Am Athlete having their situation. The Math Hoffa joint. My Expert Opinion joint. Like, and so it's like I like to see
Earn Your Leisure stay together.
Earn Your Leisure is doing their thing.
E-Y-L.
You know, but it's just very interesting to see, like, to study that over time.
Oh, no,
you know what I'm saying? Like, because it seems like they almost have, like, the blueprint of how to do it the right way, where it's equitable and everybody's on the same page. It seems like that from the outside in.
Yeah, and I actually pay attention to, like, I don't know, for whatever reason it is in me, I pay attention to people very attentively. And so, like, I look at, like, the expressions amongst themselves, like you can literally, if you just solely actually just decide that that's what you're going to look for, you can even see how difficult it is for them. Mm-hmm. So it's not that it's just like an easy thing, but it's a purposeful thing. You know what I mean? It's just purposeful.
And I would also say, I think that one thing that we have that's going well, there's no like, so like all the people that you named, there's a front man for that. Like, so Joe Budden, this is Joe. My Expert Opinion, that's Math. Whichever one.
I Am Athlete, that's Brandon.
Brandon, like, for, like, it's us. So there's not like an ego of like, this is mine. My opinion is more important. This is anything like that.
Well, I think it goes to this. The success of our pod doesn't, like, we're all equitable partners. So, like, it's like, and like I guess in some of those situations when it do really good,
it's also a big factor.
It benefits one person more than it do the others. For us,
or somebody put more in than everybody else did too.
Yeah, right.
Listen, we break down everything.
It's one third. And so like
my look at the shit that's around, like it's three ways.
My success is real. It is Quincy's success. It's not just like if this do good, I'm gonna get a big payday, and I'm gonna just throw them whatever. It's like, nah, we've built this.
Yeah, and like, what's another amazing together. Thing? And my thing, this is the thing that I love about it. It's like I was saying in the beginning, I can tell him, fuck him, and I can tell him, fuck him. And the thing is, like, if we start to see something to where it's like, yeah, bro, you doing too much. Like, it ain't even no need of not saying it in up front, like in the beginning, before you start feeling away. So we have meetings, and it's like, bro, before I start feeling away, let's address this now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because you just sit there and you just hold it back, then you're going to start feeling the way, which is going to cause that disruption.
I got to interject there because that's leading to where I wanted to go as a friend group. And friends are what I would say fickle in that, you know, just like personal relationships, like they ebb and flow, right? Mm-hmm. And it's easier to like separate from friends for a significant period of time than it is other situations. So like when you have disagreements creatively, how do you make sure that people feel heard, respected, and it doesn't compromise the mission?
Well, for one, we got a two-thirds rule.